What's going on?
Hello.
How do you do up there in Waterloo?
Waterloo? This is Des Moines.
The reason why
How's everything in Oakland?
The reason why I said Waterloo is there's a man on this cable car right now, and the minute he's heard WHO, he said, "You got WHO? I listen to WHO all the time from Waterloo."
Well, great. Well, I'm glad you said that. Carter, kind of explain a little bit what it is you're doing right in the cable car.
You have to talk a little slower. It's a little hard to copy.
How are you? What are you doing and why riding that cable car? Are there a lot of people with you, riding with you, or getting a lot of donations? How's it going?
All of that. We've gotten over $5,000 this morning, and I'm going to be riding the cable car for 18 consecutive hours. And the fact of the matter is the cable cars are going to go out of service here in September, you see, for at least 2 years, and unless we can come up with about another $1 million, the cable cars might be finished for all time. So that's why I'm out here today.
Tell us a little bit about the condition the cable cars are in. How come you have to do all this refurbishing?
They've been running up and down these hills for 100 years, over 100 years, some of them, and they're really tired. They're out to lunch. The whole system has to be redone. What it is that you got 21,000 feet of steel cable running underneath the streets of the city, and they've been under there for over 100 years, as I say, and the whole system from the 750 horsepower electric motor that drives all three systems to the cable raceways to everything, it just has to be totally redone. OSHA says that the cable car barn is not earthquake proof and all of that stuff, so that's why we have to do it.
Okay, now you're on the cable car right now.
Yes, sir, I am. In fact, maybe I can get our gripman here to ring the bell for you. Let's see.
Oh, that'd be great.
He's collecting fares. Wait a second. I don't want to put him out. We're right out in front of the world headquarters of the Bank of America right now.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a bell or two for Iowa? No, he's operating. Here we go.
Yeah, we get it all right.
That sounds like the Rice-A-Roni commercial, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
What street are you on right now?
Yeah, we're plugging right along. It's a regular run-of-the-line cable car. In fact, one is passing the other way. You can maybe hear it going by. And we're going down right now into the Montgomery Street area, which is the financial district here in the west.
How's your signal getting from there to Iowa if you're on a cable car?
Well, we have two-way transmitters and receiver systems, and what we're doing is we're feeding from here to a tall building in the city, and then it goes by telephone back to our studios, and then it goes by telephone to you.
You mean they're going to tear up all the whole street business where the cable goes, or just redo the power barn?
No, they're going to have to tear the whole street up. They're going to have to literally go down, in some places they'll go down 10 and 15 feet, because once they get in there, they're going to have to redo water pipes and sewer pipes and all kinds of things that are underneath. Since they've got the street open, they're going to have to do it because it'll disturb all this stuff that's been sitting under there, you know, a lot of it since the time of the earthquake. So it just has to be done, and for a long time it was thought that they wouldn't even bother to keep the system going. But it is a national landmark. And anybody in Iowa who's planning to come out to San Francisco and would like to have the feeling of pride in helping to preserve it, boy, we'd sure love a donation of a dollar even. It really would be neat. And if I can take advantage of you, I'll give you the post office box they could send any donation to.
Sure, plug away.
Okay, it's post office box 680, post office box 680, San Francisco, and the zip is 94101. That's 94101.
Okay, now how long have you been on the cable car now?
Well, I got on at 6 o'clock our time, and it's, coming up on 11 now, so I've been on almost 5 hours. And it's gone by very, very quickly because I've talked all over this country and, of course, to our own station here in San Francisco, too, so I have been very busy.
Are you going to keep this up until, what, midnight then?
No, I'm going to keep it up here until the cable cars shut down. They don't work 24 hours a day here, so I'll be on until midnight tonight our time. So I have another 13 hours to go.
Well, we've talked to people about the fact that you're going to be on this cable car for 18 hours straight, and you've really impressed the people of Iowa. We'd like to have you come back maybe next year and be an honorary marshal of the Jefferson, Iowa Earcorn Throwing Competition. Well, you're just that impressive. Maybe come down to Kyoto for the cow chip throw.
You've got got it. That's over. There's one over in Beaver, Oklahoma, that I've always been involved in the cow chip tossing there. So I'd be glad to bring my expertise out your way.
Well, we'd love it. We know you sling a lot of bull out there, and we'd love for you to come by.
Beautiful.
Carter, thank you so much.
My pleasure, and thanks for talking to me today, and hello to everybody in Iowa.
All righty, thank you very much. Carter B. Smith, and Carter is the, I guess, afternoon man for radio station KNBR, San Francisco, California.
I see.
A beautiful Bay Area.